If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
NFL owners meeting. So there was a situation with the tush push that they were wondering, should we keep the tush push? Should we get rid of the tush push? So the proposal to ban it was brought up by the Green Bay Packers. They needed 24 votes to get the ban in play. They didn't get it. Final vote 22-10 with the Philadelphia Eagles, who came up with the play, among the 10 teams voting against the ban. So the proposal was to ban it, and that did not go through. So what did the Eagles do to help state their case? Bring on Jason Kelce. That's who they brought into the owners' meeting. Guy very much part of the tush push, as it is, or the brotherly shove from the Eagles. And they had the vote, and the tush push will remain in place for another season. Whether they bring it up for the next season, I don't know. I think that there is some momentum to get it banned. Wheeze, from your perspective, what are the bad parts of the tush push?
Well, they allege that there's no injury risk. I disagree, but I guess they have data to back it up that it doesn't. So we'll see. I mean, it's a Bills bread and butter play. Come on. Except for the one time against KC where they didn't spot the ball right.
The one time, and that pivotal game did not play out well.
I mean, but
who knows? But when the refs are playing for the other team, it's hard to get anything done. So, speaking of the Bills, there will be a Hard Knocks season that films at the Bills 2025 training camp. That's the one out by Rochester St. John Fisher College. Cameras will be there. The Bills in the national spotlight. Roger Goodell made the announcement yesterday that
the Buffalo Bills have been selected
by HBO as the team of focus for the latest season of Hard Knocks. It's going to happen at training camp. It will premiere August 5th. It goes on until just before the kickoff of the regular NFL season. It'll be a weekly thing, I think Tuesdays on HBO. So there it is. Bills, part of Hard Knocks. The rain is set to continue for another day, and it just kind of sits over Western New York, part of a big weather system. It is actually a late season nor'easter that's moving along the coast. So East Coast, major highways and major airports are affected by this. And we're getting the rain. Other areas are getting very high winds, like gusts up to 50 miles an hour, possible along the New England coast. Areas, New York City and Boston, could get 2 to 3 inches of rain along with those 30 to 50 mile an hour winds. It is a nor'easter. No, it doesn't. For East Coast, no bueno. Again, we are just getting the rain. That's our bad part of it. NBA Finals. Tight game yesterday. Went into overtime, and it was the Pacers taking game one against the New York Knicks. They were in New York visiting the Knicks. They were down a bunch of points with just minutes left. Rebounded, went into overtime, final score 138-135. A bearded dragon has saved their owner. This is a story out of Washington State. You know what the bearded dragon is, right?
They're like a big lizard, right?
Big ginormous lizard. Yeah, this one is named Spike.
Okay.
Spike saved the day when he woke his owner, Donald, who was napping. The reason? There was a fire. Fire department says, Spike jumped on Donald's face, getting him to wake up. You know, when a bearded dragon jumps on your face, you wake up. Just saying.
Sure.
So guy opened his eyes, saw that his bathroom was on fire, put out the flames before they spread to the rest of the home. And he is crediting his pet bearded dragon Spike with saving his life. That's very good news. So another reason, Jan, the kids keep telling you, let's get a bearded dragon. Why wouldn't you? Finally, this morning, there's a debate online about whether you should introduce yourself at the start of a phone call. So there's a TikToker going viral, says when she'll call any random place like a restaurant to make a reservation, and she always introduces herself. Apparently, that's not what you're supposed to do.
When I am calling a restaurant or anywhere, I say, "Hi, my name's Bronte. I'm just wondering if you have a table for two tonight."
No, because you're going to go to JB Hi-Fi
and
you'll see if they have like a camera in stock. You're saying, "Hi, my name is Bronte. Do you have a camera in stock?"
Yeah. It's just common
courtesy.
Like, it's
nice. You're very polite, but I think no one else does it.
But this point,
is this weird, or is it common courtesy?
Yeah. Are people still introducing themselves when they make a call? Jan, what do you do?
Yeah, I think sometimes I do that.
Random stranger place, not like a friend, but just a place. Like if anybody,
well, just so that you get more comfortable
still make
with
phone calls.
So you like, there's been like if I'm calling a place that like I need, like I'm thinking about like a service person that I called and I introduce myself just to kind of like, hi, my name's Janet. I'm looking to blah blah blah.
I always do that, especially with customer service when you need some help.
Hold on,
with
excuse me, because Wheeze is making crunchy face.
Wheeze is making
that's
Wheeze
called
faces.
Being nice and polite. Yeah. And
I get to the point.
I'm the customer.
Having family that works in customer service, they want you to get to the point and be polite and be short.
I do. I'm polite.
But I
want to
have a
point.
Relationship with them. Like, yeah. This comes on.
Well, I feel like the person that's their job to answer the phone. It would be nice if somebody was nice at the.
They appreciate
I don't know.
Brevity
I'd
and nicety.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
I just know it. I
yep. I
get
try to be
point,
nice.
Jack. Get to the point.
Exactly.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 7 o'clock, straight up.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.